The recent National Climate Risk Assessment warns of Australia's increasing climate challenge and shows extreme weather risks are widespread and likely to intensify without urgent action. The report also maps areas of high threat, providing guidance for planning, insurance, and adaptation. But Australians continue to witness skyrocketing costs from extreme weather, with recent analysis estimating losses of $4.5 billion a year, according to Insurance Council of Australia reporting. And vulnerable communities are bearing the brunt, with homes in high-risk areas, which are often uninsured or underinsured. The Wire's Tia Bailey spoke with Associate Professor at Griffith University, Johanna Nalayu, to hear more.
The recent National Climate Risk Assessment identifies hotspots and priority areas for action. How can this evidence guide both government planning and community preparedness?
I think the climate risk, National Climate Risk Assessment really looked at a range of climate change impacts across a range of scenarios as well. So what might happen by, for instance, by 2050. So one of the really key issues, for instance, is increases in extreme heat and heat-related deaths as well. And I think that it gives really good understanding of the range of risks that we are facing in Australia. But we also have the National Adaptation Plan that then looks at, well, what can we actually do? And so I think there will be a lot of discussion between the different levels of government and other stakeholders as well, what types of actions we should now be investing in now that we, you know, have a really good understanding of the different types of risks.
Are certain populations more vulnerable in extreme weather events?
Absolutely. And I think that both the National Climate Risk Assessment and the National Adaptation Plan really make that point. So if we think about, for instance, renters or low-income groups, especially the elderly and children, so their sensitivity to a lot of the climate impacts is very different as well. And the adaptation options that they would need are not necessarily always available either. So if you think about, for instance, people renting, often they don't really have a lot of say, for instance, if they wanted to, for instance, live in a place where there's more insulation against extreme heat or better drainage, for instance, against extreme rainfall.
What is the risk for Australians remaining uninsured in rural or farming areas?
The uninsurability is a major issue. I mean, obviously, that's not just in the rural areas, but we know that from the Insurance Council of Australia's report that just came out a few days ago, this is one of the key issues that they raised, that there are these inequalities already where some regions are actually really high risk and new areas are being estimated as high risk due to climate impacts. And then the insurance industry is obviously looking at, well, you know, if we know already about these areas, then we won't be necessarily giving insurance, or they're being priced out of the sector. So, for instance, we know that after the Lismore floods in 2022, some areas had, you know, their flood insurance just skyrocketed. So it was like $30,000 a year, and that's just not affordable.
Looking forward, what other strategies like insurance reform could help Australians adapt to the increasing risk of climate change?
I mean, there's a range of things that can be done at different levels. So some people say, well, we really need to look at land use planning. We need to look at the national building code. We need to really start thinking about, well, what does a resilient home mean in Australia in a changing climate? And there's a lot of work that's being done, for instance, by the Resilient Building Council, and they're really looking into this with the federal government as well and the different insurance companies, how we are building houses. And that also includes, obviously, retrofitting, but there is often an upfront cost, for instance, if you want to build a more sustainable home or you know, so that can increase the cost. But then obviously, I mean, that will pay off later on. But that kind of discussion is really needed. Well, how do we build homes or, you know, retrofit the homes that we already have? And what do we do with these really high risk areas?
Associate Professor at Griffith University, Johanna Nalayu, speaking with The Wire's Tia Bailey.